Can I? Oh. And I want to make sure that everybody has had a chance to look over the September 4th minutes. Is there any discussion? Can I request a motion to approve the minutes?
So moved.
Second?
I'll second.
Awesome. Thank you. All in favor say aye.
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 All
Aye.
opposed say nay. And with no discussion, it has been approved. So the meeting minutes have been approved. And if I'm looking at this correctly, it doesn't look like we have any public comment. Okay. And it doesn't look like, or do we have any disclosures or recusals? Okay. And then it looks like we're on to new business. So, Tracy, can I turn that over to you to do introductions and welcome to new commissioners?
Absolutely. Looks like we've got another commissioner coming in the room. So
Okay.
we'll give them an opportunity to land safely. So good evening, everyone. Happy to see all of you once again tonight. Nope. Okay. That's someone else. Someone else was coming in the room. I thought I saw an admission. So I am, everyone here knows me. I'm the Affirmative Action Manager for the Department of Civil Rights. And we are happy to welcome our two newest commissioners appointed to the Affirmative Action Commission. We have Nick Faulkner, as well as Colin Erickson. Erickson. We are so happy to have you all. I was right. There's Virginia. Virginia, welcome to the commission tonight. So we have already started, and we were just welcoming our two newest commissioners, Nick Faulkner and Colin Erickson. So I am going to go around the room if we can and have everyone introduce themselves. And at the end of your spiel, if you can throw it, pass it on to the next person that you would like to pass it to. So I have already introduced myself. I am going to pass it to our director, Norm Davis, who's on the line, and we'll move on from there.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Norm Davis. My pronouns are he and him. I'm the director, civil rights director for the city of Madison. And just really, again, appreciate all of your service, some longer than others, right, Ryan? And so, certainly welcome the new commissioners, Nick Faulkner and Colin Erickson. Just very glad to have you joining us. Just so everyone knows, they both, if I could speak for both of us, Tracy, both of them really knocked our socks off when we talked to them prior to their appointment. And so, just looking for new dynamics, great things to continue to come out of this commission. So thank you all very much for your service. And I am available to all of you at any time. So if you want to reach out, if you want to get a cup of coffee, if you want to do a Zoom meeting, if you have a question, feel free to reach out to me directly. I'm certainly available to you. I will turn it over to Chair Banks.
Thank you. So good evening, everybody. Nick and Colin, welcome to the Affirmative Action Commission. I'm super excited to share this virtual space with you. My day job, I work at Operation Fresh Start as the deputy director, and I've been on the commission, I think, for two years, if a little bit longer. I look forward to sharing space with you and just brainstorming and all of the other good things. So welcome to the commission. And like Norman said, like feel free to reach out if there's anything that I can do. I'm new to the chair position. Ryan was nice enough to be the chair, and then I took over that spot. So, welcome. And I will turn it over to Kristen.
Good evening and welcome you too. We're very excited to have some new commissioners on board finally. I am retired for this from the City of Madison Parks Department for almost coming up on 5 years now, which is unbelievable. So I've been on the commission nearly that long. I spend my days at the Social Justice Center these days. I'm the volunteer coordinator and board member there. I'm happy to have you guys on board. And I'll turn it over to Virginia.
Good evening and welcome. My name is Virginia Lee, as stated, and the work that brought me here is that I'm a housing specialist with ReachDane, which is a Head Start, early Head Start program, and I work with families who are experiencing housing instability. And through that work, I became familiar with the housing commission and wanted to get involved based on that. So excited to work with you. And I'll pass it to Ryan.
Okay. Hi, everyone. I've been on, as Norm said, been on this group for quite a while. I think it's been like 10 years. I've been just serving a little bit extra long, a little bit longer here while we get up to full membership. So this will probably be one of my last meetings. But it's been a great 10 years or so. I've really enjoyed my time. And during the day, I work for the UW-Madison School of Medicine Public Health on HIPAA compliance issues. And I think we went through all the existing committee members, so I'll hand it over to Nick to introduce himself.
Hey everyone, it's nice to be here for the first meeting and to put names to faces. Like I said, my name is Nick. I work for the University of Wisconsin-Madison, and I do Alzheimer's research related to community health and neighborhood disadvantage. Always happy to talk about that. So if you ever want to grab a coffee, we can talk for hours about relationships between environmental exposures and hippocampal degeneration, stuff like that. This is my first work in public service, but I'm really excited and eager to learn. Always happy to accept advice. And yeah, I'm just happy to be here and contribute how I can. And then I will pass it on to Colin.
Thanks, Nick. Hi, everybody. My name is Colin Erickson. For my day job, I work for Four Kites, a supply chain technology company, and manage our support team in the Americas. I'm also the past president of the East Side Alano Club, which is a teeny tiny local nonprofit that provides meeting space to people in recovery. My volunteer experience is also with Porchlight and the Tenant Resource Center. This is also my first time in any city government capacity. I am so thrilled to be a part of this, and I'll echo what Nick said around openness to advice and openness to communication and contact. I'm honored to be here. Thank you.
All right, excellent. So everyone has met everyone. I will say to thanks, Norm. Go ahead.
Oh, I didn't want to not acknowledge Giselle, who's on the
Yeah.
line. Oh, that's where you were going? Okay, go ahead.
Yes, I was going to share that Giselle is on the line. She is our admin for this commission. Unfortunately, and we all know nothing positive ever follows the word unfortunately, but kind of positive. Just tonight is Giselle's last meeting with us. She has taken a position, moving on, as we say, to greener pastures, but we certainly want to give Giselle an opportunity to introduce herself to, and she's actually interacted with our new commissioners already. Giselle, go ahead. Say hi.
Hi everyone. Thank you everyone for introducing yourselves. It's great to have new faces here, and I'm sure you'll do amazing work. I'm pretty sad to not be able to see the work, but I'll watch the meetings are recorded, so I'll probably watch the meetings and see what everyone's up to. But yeah, this will be my last meeting with you all. It's been great serving the Affirmative Action Commission. And I'm genuinely excited to see where this commission keeps going. So thank you all. It's been great working with everyone. So thank you.
Thank you, Giselle. Yes, applause, applause. And Giselle was very instrumental in us getting our information out with regards to continued recruitment of commissioners. So again, thank you, Giselle, for amazing work. And our other two commissioners who are not on the call tonight that you will meet in the future will is Alder. Why did his name just run out of my mind?
Alder Duncan.
Duncan. Alder Duncan. He is not with us tonight. He is the Alder appointment from the mayor for our commission. And also
Damon Glenn.
Glenn, yes. Mm-hmm. Damon Glenn is not with us tonight, and I was hoping that he does jump on because I am going to talk about one of our projects that's been near and dear to his heart. So giving an update on that in a few minutes. But those two are the commissioners who are not on the call right now. And then also we do still have one more opening. And so please feel free to share the information. I believe it's in the link. The links are on the agenda for this evening because we have been able to continue to hold on to Ryan until we fill that last spot. So please share so that because at some point the mayor might say, OK, that's it. That's all. So but Ryan is with us and he's so been so courteous as to continue to work with us until we fill our final spot. So let's check our networks and share the information to see if we can get one more commissioner on our team. All right. Norm, did you want to share anything before you leave the call tonight?
No, thank you. I really appreciate the opportunity to hop on briefly tonight. I'm going to ask Tracy to provide any updates, you know, for the director updates section. But again, just again, grateful for everyone's service and doubling down on my invitation. I love to have informal conversations. You know, we do a lot of work and there's a lot of serious business, but I love to have those informal conversations. So looking forward to talking to everyone outside of the Zoom space or even City Hall.
Thanks, right. Norm.
Thank you, everyone. Have a wonderful evening.
All right, Jasmine, I am going to toss it back to you.
All right, thank you, everybody. So it looks like the next agenda item is the Affirmative Action Commission recruitment. Tracy?
All right, so as I already mentioned, we do still have one vacancy. And so feel free to share the brochure with your network and your friends and see if there might be anyone interested. To our new commissioners, it's been really busy around the DCR space. We are in the process of moving, and I'll share more about that, physically moving our offices. So I'll share more about that a little bit later during the director's report. And we also I've been on a interview panel. We had 10 people to interview earlier this week. So we have not gotten in an opportunity to do official onboarding for our new commissioners, but you will receive an email requesting times that you might be available for an onboarding session. And we'll do some one-on-one communication with regards to your roles and responsibilities within the commission. But I can say to all of our commissioners, both Nick and Colin did their homework. They were very, very, very well prepared for their interview sessions with myself and Norm. And they can probably provide their own onboarding session. But we will still make that available to them. So we will, as I said, you'll receive an email to asking you for some availability, and we'll try and work it around and fit a schedule, set a schedule so that we can get that taken care of before our next meeting. And that's it for recruitment.
Awesome. Thank you, Tracy. And then the second 50K hearing discussion.
So, yes. So again, earlier to our seasoned commissioners, you know that we had a 50K hearing earlier this year. To our new commissioners, 50K hearing, I think we may have touched upon this in your interview, is when we have a contractor or vendor that has received in excess of $50,000 from the City of Madison, but they are not in compliance with our affirmative action requirements, and they have been so out of compliance for a year. So specifically speaking, earlier this year, we had our commission, our 50K hearing, and we debarred about seven businesses from 2024 who were out of compliance. And a few of them, I think only one of them has come into compliance since that debarment, and the others still remain debarred. Debarment consists of sitting out of doing or being ineligible to do contractual business with the City of Madison for a period of 2 years. So all of those who were debarred this year will be sitting out the year of the rest of this year through 26 until 27. We are considering having a second 50K hearing this year because we still have about nine companies on our list that we did not take to hearing earlier this year. With that being said, amongst our commission, we do have three members of the committee. Of the commission, three of the commissioners are assigned to the subcommittee, known as the 50K hearing committee. And so they are in place. I wanted to share this information tonight because we are looking towards squeezing into that second debarment hearing before the end of this year. So, with those of you who are on the line, I know Damon is one of the commissioners that's on the subcommittee. But with the rest of you on the line, if you can start to look at your calendars and know that you'll receive an email correspondence asking about availability sometime in December for a second hearing. Does anyone off the top of their head right now know December might really be an impossible task for them? Or is there a possibility that we it might work for us?
So I'll just speak for myself and say the last 2 weeks of December, I'm unavailable.
Okay. So with the last 2 weeks, Jasmine, you're speaking of like the 15th through the end of the year? Okay, good to know. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Kristen?
I should be available in December.
Okay, excellent. And then as I stated, Damon, I think is our other subcommittee member. Is that correct?
Yes.
And Ryan.
Okay. Oh, and Ryan too. Okay, Ryan.
Yeah, excuse me. And I should be able to make it work pending like any issues with a specific day, but no big issues in December.
Okay, sounds good. If it's a green light, so I'll circle back now to our legal team, and we will try and get some dates before them to see what their availability is. And if that is the case, then we will certainly try and get that on the calendar before the 15th of December. Okay, thank you all. Any questions, comments, or concerns? With regards to hosting a second 50K hearing, I will add to that. If we are unable to get a hearing on the books for by December, We will plan for a early spring debarment, so like a January, February debarment, which is much earlier than normal. I think the earliest we've had a debarment has been like June, May or June. So if we are unable to match schedules for December, then we'll certainly move that over to January, February, first quarter. All right. Yes, Colin.
Thank you, Tracy. If we are unable to schedule something in December and we do target a spring debarment hearing, are there any significant contracts up for bid for the companies in question where they would have access to a bid that otherwise they wouldn't, pending an unfavorable outcome of a debarment? What does that look like? Yeah.
Yeah, very good question. So they would not have access if they are on the 50K list, because at this point, once we decide that we're going to a possible hearing, all of those vendors and contractors would be placed on a payment hold. And if they're on a payment hold, they're not going to be able to bid.
Thanks for clarifying.
For sure. Okay. All right. I'm going to toss it back to Jasmine.
Right. Thank you, Tracy. Now the Residency Preference Program or the RPP.
Excellent. So the Residency Preference Program is still on hold. We are in communication as, let me back up. So, for historical purposes, the Residency Preference Program is a program that the commissioners presented some time ago to the mayor for approval with regards to offering sustainable employment to citizens of the community of the Madison area. As it pertains to all the different projects, construction projects that are going on in the city. And I'm going to rely on Ryan for more detailed information because he's been here since the inception of this program. It has been on placed on hold because we have another program called the RAISE program, where businesses that do business with the city are required to post their job openings and opportunities on the city's website through our RAISE platform. And the mayor is was wanted us to amp up our exposure and the usage of the RAISE program before we received an approval to move forward with the residency preference program for fear that there may be some duplication in actions with regards to the programming. One of her asks was that we build relations with the Building Trades Council, and we being the Department of Civil Rights, Engineering, and our legal office have started having monthly meetings with them, or not monthly, but we've had two meetings with them, and our third meeting is scheduled for January of next year. And so we've opened talks with them and asked them what has been some barriers with regards to the trades working on city and applying for city contracts and them offering opportunities to our residents to become a part of those construction contracts. And so they recently shared with us, they being Buildings and Trades Council, they shared with us some feedback from some of their union members as to why they do not bid on city contracts, or why or what has been their experiences with bidding in the past on city contracts. So we are working to build those relations, address those concerns. One of those areas of concerns was the approval of the affirmative action plans. Anyone who does business with the city in excess of $50,000 a year in an aggregate year are required to have an approvable affirmative action plan with us unless they have an exemption. And so we are working within my division to make sure that those affirmative action plans are getting approved on a more consistent and timely basis so that that does not cause a backup in production, so to speak, of people wanting and desiring to bid on city contracts. But we want to circle back because the most important piece is offering sustainable employment to the residents of the Madison area, offering them those opportunities to become a part. Ryan, is there anything you'd like to add to that?
No, I don't think so. I think that's the current state of play. And I think I could go more into the history of residency preference stuff, but I feel like that's, not too important now. I think the crucial thing to note is just like, the general scope of residency preference stuff is, and what we're working on is to just give City of Madison residents preference on city funded projects, preference in hiring. Because there's, and Damon has excellent background in this. He's has a background as an electrician, so he knows this stuff. And like, what we're trying to do is get the more diverse population who lives in the city of Madison a little bit of preference on these projects versus workers who may be coming from all over the country, and just jetting in for this project because the company they work for brought them in or what have you. So that's kind of the general scope of it. But I think the first priority is working on some of the raise stuff and getting that.
All right. Thank you so much. Are there any questions with regards to the residency preference program at this time? Colin?
Thank you, Tracy. I'm wondering if at any point it would be appropriate to share the feedback from the Building Trades Council, particularly from the individual members with the commission. I'd love to hear more about any obstacles that they faced.
Sure. We can put that on the agenda for our next meeting.
Thank you.
I'll bring that information and share it.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Sure. Nick?
Just a question kind of on how the timeline looks for the raise versus the residency preference program. Is this something that's going to take 6 months to a year to focus on before going back to the residency preference program, or is this going to turn into like a just combine essentially into one tool?
Great question. I don't believe that it will become combined. I don't see that happening. But will it take 6 months to a year? I hope not. The conversations with the building trades have been productive. Both sides have had some homework to address, to look into, to work on. We met originally in September, and then we met again in October. And we're not meeting November, December, only because of the holidays and schedules. And so we already are on the calendar to meet again around that third week in January. So we are being consistent with our conversations. And I think it would be a great idea, as Colin has suggested, that you all take a look at some of the feedback and maybe you all can give some input. Again, this is with regards to us building our case to identify the differences between the two programs and representing the residency preference program to the mayor to see if we can get an approval through the Common Council. So I would say we are hoping to have that taken care of within our first quarter of next year. And we really wanted to get that done before Ryan left. So like it's a race against time right now because as soon as we get our final vacancy filled, then we have to alleviate Ryan of his duties. So
Thank you.
we are. So I do feel like that there's a clock ticking over in my ear that you don't see. Great question. Any other questions, comments, or concerns? All right. Thank you so much. Do you want me to just grab that next one
Would you,
since we're
Tracy?
there?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. So our next agenda item is equity analysis and landmark review, which is another project that our commissioners are taking on. And we have not been successful in securing anyone to head up the equity analysis for this project. So we did hear back from the Landmark Commission, and we have a stakeholder who is interested in being on the equity analysis team. I am going to probably end up being the guiding force behind that equity analysis. And so I am going to address to have a conversation with Norm about this when he and I meet next time, and we will circle back to you all, the commissioners. And at the next meeting, we should have our stakeholders and have dates on the calendar for when we will review the equity analysis. When we will start the equity analysis of the Landmark Commission's reviews. So, to our new commissioners, what am I talking about? It was brought to our attention last year. Ryan's like something like that. I feel like it was last year when the filing property was deemed a landmark in Madison. And the question came to the commissioners, like, how do they make that decision? Like, who's to say it's in an area where more housing is definitely needed. It was deemed a landmark because President Taft visited that property at one point. And so this is just me giving my, quick overview. And so there was a question raised as to, this would be looking at how that commission makes their determination or their decision on what is a landmark and what doesn't become a landmark would be a good opportunity to view through an equity lens. And so we had someone come and give a presentation with regards to how they, being the Landmark Commission, reviews properties or places for landmark status. And then the commission decided, yeah, we'd like to take another look at this. We'd like to look at this through an equitable lens. So we are in the process of building a team that will work on this outside of as part of their commission work. Excuse me, along with others. We definitely have to have a balance. We don't just want commissioners, but we want representation from the Landmark Commission. Probably need representation from housing to make sure that we've got a balanced team of individuals looking at the concerns that are being raised. So we have that on our agenda because we don't want to lose sight of it. And as I said, I will be meeting with Norm to make a final decision on whether I'm just going to head it up and we can move forward from there. Questions, comments? concerns. Okay. All right.
Thank you, Tracy. So it looks like the next item is if there's anyone who has future agenda items for the commission. I think we added one already, right?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. All right. So seeing none, we're not going to have a report from Alder Duncan today. And Norm is not here, so we're not going to have a report from Norm. So it looks like, Tracy, you're up next.
Should probably rename the commission. Okay. Excuse me. I'm going to tie in some director update as well for you all. I mentioned that Giselle will be leaving us. So that's a personnel update for our division. And Giselle was specifically assigned to the Affirmative Action Division. And Giselle's position is a bilingual specialist position. So we will more than likely, I know we'll be filling from that perspective. That position will be filled from the perspective of another bilingual individual. And so, but whether or not that individual will be assigned to the Affirmative Action Division, that remains to be seen. We're not sure how that's going to play out. But we will have, in the interim, we will have Michael Lynn Gibson, which is our administrative supervisor, our admin supervisor. She will fill in as the commission's admin clerk during this transition. So we will not go unsupervised. Or unassisted. So that's that area. I also mentioned again another director's report item. Our office, the physical office of the Department of Civil Rights, I'm happy to report after several years of saying it was going to happen, it will now happen. As of December 5th, on Friday, December 5th, the Department of Civil Rights will move from the fifth floor of the City County building to the first floor of the City County building. And Kristen, you will like this. We will be moving into the old Parks Division space. However, it is no longer the same old space. It has been fully gutted down to the studs, renovated. New lighting, new fixtures, new flooring, new doors, new walls. It's really great. And to all of our commissioners, we will certainly invite you all to our open house. We have not scheduled it yet, but we will have an open house inviting all of our friends and colleagues and partners to come and be a part. Department of Civil Rights is known for their potlucks. I'm just saying. It's a theme in our department. The mayor has even visited our potlucks. So it's a thing. We're known to have good food. So we certainly would like to extend that invitation when it becomes available. But we will officially move on Friday, the 5th of December. We'll probably take a couple of weeks to get settled in and then schedule that celebration and open house. So we're really excited. It's going to be a new look for us as a whole. Within our space, we will have a memorial for two people who have passed away, who were once a part of the Department of Civil Rights. We will memorialize them. We will have two murals within our space. We will have a land agreement in our space, and we're having the land agreement also put in Braille so everyone make it more accessible. Everyone can read that and share the information. It's a really exciting time. This new space will look similar to, if any of you have been to the City County building on the first floor, the assessor's office and the clerk's office. Those two offices have already been redone. It's a LEED, LEED driven environment. So it's just really, really, I really like it. It's really nice. And we'll have more windows. More sunlight. Of course, this isn't the season for sunlight, but more daylight coming in when daylight is available for us. So excited about that. Switching gears to my affirmative action manager hat. So I am happy to report that one of the city's larger projects has come to a conclusion. Some of the commissioners, you might remember, we've periodically given updates on the Bayview project. It's a project that has been going on, I think, for about 5 years or so. My contract compliance specialist, Kirsten Dunkel, who has managed that project and followed the compliance of that project, prepared some information that I am happy to share with you. The Bayview project was a housing development project where, or is, not was, is a housing development project where there were older units that were torn down, renovated, new buildings were put up. It's just a beautiful space. There's murals all around. It's like the Regent Street, flanked by Regent. It's flanked by Regent Street and East Washington. Not
West
East Washington.
Washington.
West Washington. Yes. Regent Street, Washington. And I think it was once called the Triangle area. Yes. So now it's called the Bayview area. And we are happy to report that the prime project, the general contractor and the prime, they did a fantastic job of exercising and exceeding our SBE goals and workforce goals. SBE being small business enterprise goals that the city has, and we placed in particular on this project. So for the enterprise business goals, we were at 25.2%, which meant that about 8,698,954 of this project went to small business, women-owned businesses. It was just, I feel like putting this in an email and sending it to Washington. I'm just saying. It works. It helps. It works. So the breakout was for workforce, 3.9%, which equates to 4,451 work hours were done by women. Yes, applause. For BIPOC, from our BIPOC contractors and community, 34.5%, which equated to 39,858 hours of workforce time, was put in by BIPOC individuals. This was the first project to have what's called with HUD, the new HUD Section 8 program goals. And so Section 8 workers were identified as low-income workers who worked on the project. 17.6% were Section 8 workers, and that equated to 17,970 hours were put in by low-income workers. So that speaks to, us wanting that preferred residency program and utilizing the RAISE program, getting the Madison area dwellers, constituents, citizens on these projects. Targeted Section 8 workers were, it says, youth billed or low income that live close to the project, was 1.9%, which equated to 1,985 hours. So they exceeded the goals that were set for them. It shows that if you put the opportunity out there, you have contractors can that can meet the opportunity and exceed the opportunity. And so we're just ecstatic. We're happy that it's done. And I have shared that that I know four families, four different families that actually live in the Bayview area. Two of them lived there prior to this project, and two of the families are new to that area, that housing area, and they are very pleased. One of them recently moved there, like maybe a month or so ago, and they came from an apartment that was mold infested, and they were in a I believe it was a two bedroom apartment, a mother, a small child, a small daughter, and two teenage sons. And now they're in a, I believe, a three bedroom apartment, townhouse, and they're spread out. There's no mold, and they're experiencing the community center that's right there. So it's just a really, it's a really good example of what happens when everyone works together to help our community, the city of Madison, but also help our put to work some of our citizens and provide better housing for our folks. So I'm going to wrap it up there. What questions, comments, or concerns do either of you have? Okay.
So I'll
We'll have to go ahead, Jasmine. I'm
yeah, can
sorry.
I that's okay. Can I just quickly say it was beautiful to hear. So thank you, Tracy, for sharing about the Bayview project. I just had the opportunity to go to their community center this past weekend. It's stunning. And I think, like you said, right, this is a beautiful example of what happens when community comes together and it works for everybody as an entity. So thank you for all the work, because it's beautiful to hear just the different groups that were able to, right? Like, because there's spaces where folks just aren't allowed or encouraged to be. And so again, this is a beautiful, like, testament to opportunity and access. So thank you.
Absolutely, absolutely. I am going to encourage Damon to replay tonight's meeting so he can hear this. And I know he's been an advocate for an electrician. You know, he wants to see BIPOC and women working on these major projects throughout the city. And so, again, like you said, it's a testament to what happens when we all work together. So, thank you, thank you, thank you. That's all. I'm gonna wrap up there. Virginia, Miss Vicky, go ahead.
I just wanted to add for the Bayview space that it's so wonderful to have affordable housing like in an area that is prime real estate, because where it is, it's not too far from the lakes. There are cafes right across the street. Lots of things are in the walk within walking distance, like camp rental, all of it. So it is in a beautiful, beautiful space. And I'm really happy for the families that get to live there, as it's a gorgeous space.
For sure. I agree. I agree. Thank you for sharing that. Yeah, I mean, they have the lake is across the street and through the park. I'm like, I don't have a lake view. Oh my. And the programming that's available to a lot of the children that are there, it's wonderful. And it's really a happy neighborhood to just I smile every time I drive past. It's amazing. And to speak also to what Miss Vicky said, the hospital is right there. Whether you're at Meritor or you are a UW patient, it's right there. One of the families that I speak of, The grandmother is a patient. She gets her treatments through Meritor Hospital, so she could walk if she wanted to the hospital, and that's just an added relief. We were very happy to see that she was moving into that neighborhood. So, thank you once again. Thank you all for the work that you have done and all the work that you all will continue to do and start to do with regards to affirmative action and workforce development and meeting the needs of our BIPOC and our BIPOC community, our women-owned businesses. All of those fall to Nick and Colin. All of those areas fall under the Affirmative Action Division. We're following compliance with these contracts, and we are holding people accountable and encouraging those who are familiar with those contracts to extend opportunities to new individuals and new primes to that area. So I'm going to end there. If no other questions, comments, or concerns, I will turn this back over to Jasmine.
All right, thank you, Tracy. So I think before we adjourn, I just want to say thank you to Giselle for being a part of the commission and all of the work that you've put into making us not only look good, right, but just answering all the questions that I've had and just being a support to this commission. So I want to say thank you. And then Ryan, you're fabulous, right? So I just want to say, because please tell me this is not your last meeting.
No, I think it will be until that last slot is filled. Then
Okay, so.
somebody will swap in for me, basically,
Okay, so then I won't say my goodbyes
think.
yet. And I will say to Giselle one more thing. I'm wishing you all of the best in your next step in your journey. And I don't know if other folks want to say anything before we take a motion to adjourn.
Just a big thank you. You've been wonderful.
Thank you, Giselle.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you all so much. I'll miss you all very much, but wishing the commission the best. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. With that being said, do I have a motion for adjournment? Oh, Tracy, yes, sorry.
I'm sorry, before we adjourn, and before we lose Giselle, the holidays are coming up, and I know I spoke with regards to travel and people being available for a possible 50K. But for our next meeting would fall on December 4th. And I'm just checking with you all to see if we will be, if everyone thinks they'll be available and we'll have quorum for a meeting on that day. I have heads nodding and thumbs up. All right. All right, excellent. Sounds good. So, yeah, we'll see you all next month then.
All right. So do I need to have a motion to adjourn or are we adjourned? Oh, I'm
Nope.
looking for a motion to adjourn.
I'll move
I
that we
move
adjourn.
to adjourn. Oh,
All right.
Ryan, by all means.
Second. Second. Thank
Seconded.
you. All right.
Yep.
And all in favor say aye.
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 All opposed say nay. All right. So it looks like we're adjourning. Have a good night, you guys, and we'll see you
Everyone.
next month.
Thank you
Thanks,
all. Be
everybody.
well.